把时间交给马弟兄。
We'll give the time to Brother Mark.
All right, so we see a command from God from pretty much the same passage that Ralph looked at last Sunday.
我们可以看到这里有神对我们神的一个要求，和上周Ralph 的讲的道有一些关联。
And this is the occasion where King Solomon was dedicating the temple in Israel.
这是发生在所罗门王在他建造他的宫殿的时候。
May he turn our hearts to him, to walk in all his ways, and to keep the commands, decrees, and regulations he gave our fathers. And may these words of mine, which I have prayed before the Lord, be near to the Lord our God, day and night, that he may uphold the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel, according to each day's need, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God, and that there is no other. But your hearts must be fully committed to the Lord our God, to live by his decrees and obey his commands as at this time.
列王记上八章五十八节到六十一节，使我们的心归向他，遵行他的道，谨守他吩咐我们列祖的诫命、律例、典章。我在耶和华面前祈求这些话，愿耶和华我们的神昼夜垂念，每日为仆人与他民以色列伸冤，使地上的万民都知道，唯独耶和华是神，并无别神，所以你们当向耶和华我们的神存诚实的心，遵行他的律例，谨守他的诫命，至终如今日一样。
So at this very important time, God is commanding his people to have their hearts fully committed to him.
在这个重要的时刻，神向他的子民要求他的子民要完全委身于他。
So we see that this is something that is very important to God.
可以看到这对神来说这是非常重要的。
To have commitment.
要他的子民向他委身。
So that brings up the question, what is commitment?
那这就是一个问题，是什么是委身？
So I hope to try to explain that a little bit today through an illustration.
我希望今天可以给大家一个比较形象的来解释这个词。
So first of all, about the title of today's message.
首先我们来看一下今天讲到的题目。
This is American slang, and I apologize.
这是在美国比较的一个形容。
So the phrase all in comes from the game of poker.
All in 是这里在扑克玩扑克的时候all in 这个词是用来形容就是手上的筹码。
And so it means you're taking all the rest of your money, all your chips, and you're betting all of it.
就是指把你手上全部的筹码全部压上作为赌注。
And in the game of poker, that's a big risk.
在玩扑克的时候你这样做会承担很大的风险。
If you lose, you lose all your money.
如果你输了的话你所有的赌注就全部都输光了。
But in general, this phrase stands for basically committing yourself completely.
总的来说这个词是用来形容说你承诺一件事情而且毫无保留的。
Give everything you have, don't hold anything back.
就是把所有的东西都压上没有任何保留。
So this phrase, all in, was also the motto of the Cleveland Cavaliers basketball team this past season.
这个词全部压上这个词也被用在今年克利夫兰骑士队在这个赛季当中用的标语。
I forgot to bring my t-shirt this morning that my family is sick of seeing me wear.
我忘记今天带来我有一件 T-shirt 就是就这个词在上面。
It has that phrase on it.
有这个词在上面是今年穿了很多次。
This is the illustration that I want to try to use this morning.
这是我今天想要用到的一个例子。
So, using this illustration of a basketball team, I want to try to talk about some examples of commitment so that we can better understand what that means.
不仅仅是用骑士队这个例子，今天我还会给大家讲一些例子来解释什么是委身。
So, in order to do that, I have to give you a little personal history and testimony.
我首先给大家讲一下一些历史背景，还有我的一些自己的见证。
Starts out by giving you a brief history of the city of Cleveland, which is where I was born and raised.
给大家讲一下一些比较简单的克利夫兰的历史。克利夫兰也是我从我出生的地方。
By the way, this bridge here, that's been there forever.
这图上的那个桥已经在历史非常悠久了。
I remember seeing that bridge when I was a little kid.
我仍然记得当我小时候的时候就看到这座桥在那里。
And I was really little. I had no idea what that was.
但我很小的时候我都不知道这到底是什么东西。
I thought it was like the jaw of a monster or something.
我以为可能是一个怪兽的形状什么。
Okay, so one thing that's... Okay, we got a problem here. I don't have time to fix it now, sorry. So one thing that you have to understand about the city of Cleveland is that it used to be one of the largest cities in the United States in terms of number of people.
在历史上克利夫兰曾经是美国人口最多的城市之一。
And ever since the 1960s, the number of people in Cleveland has been dropping.
但是从1960年左右开始人们就开始离开这个地方。
If you look at the graph, basically people started leaving Cleveland when I was born.
从这图上可以看到，其实从当我出生的时候，是人们开始离开这个城市的时候。
So that's not a good situation for a city, and it's kind of affected a lot of the things about the city ever since I was born there and grew up there.
自从我出生之后，这个城市的就发生了很多的变化。很多事情都受到了影响。
So there are lots of reasons that this happened.
发生这个人们离开的这样一个情形有很多原因。
So a lot of jobs and industry left the city over the decades.
有很多的工业，很多公司就离开了，离开这个城市。
I remember one of the big buildings that my family used to drive by was this large Ford Motor Company plant.
我记得我小时候我家里人都会经常开过一栋建筑，那个建筑是当时一个摩托车产业的一个工厂。
And I remember it as a child because it had this big smokestack and you'd see this whole bunch of smoke coming out of it.
我记得的当时那个区域的建筑有很多的烟囱，然后每天都会冒很多烟。
But that plant eventually closed because they stopped making cars there.
然后这个工厂就倒闭了，因为他们没有办法再生产汽车了。
The weather's not the warmest.
那里的天气非常的冷。
Winters are kind of cold.
冬天很冷。
But not as cold as some places like Minnesota or Alaska.
但是和明尼苏达和阿拉斯加相比还没有那么冷。
But other cities in the United States do appear to be more attractive. They're warmer, they're newer, they're nicer.
但是还有其他城市与之相比的话会显得更加有吸引力，因为气候更加的适宜。
One reason I live here in Albuquerque is the job I was looking for is here and not there in Cleveland.
这也是为什么我会搬来Albuquerque 的原因，也是这边天气非常的好。
So it's not a good situation to begin with when you've got lots of people leaving a city.
这么多人们纷纷的离开这个城市，对这个城市来说并不是一件好事。
But then this happened in 1969.
这个事件它发生在1969年。
So pollution was a problem in America for quite a long time.
污染在美国历史上有一段时间是非常严重的一个问题。
And in the 1960s, people in America were finally trying to do something about changing that.
在1960年代人们就试图改变这样一个污染的问题。
But then in 1969, the river that actually goes through the city, had so much pollution on it that it caught fire.
然而在1969年的时候这条河这条河是经过克里夫兰这个城市这条河流在因为污染太严重了然后就突然河面着火燃烧。
And there have actually been worse fires in other places and times.
当时其实还有很其他地方也发生相类似的火灾。
But this was around the same time when America was trying to pass, environmental laws.
但是这场火灾发生的时候是当时美国政府正在准备颁布环境相关的法律的时候。
And so this was used as kind of the symbol for pollution and its problems for the whole country.
所以这件事情事件就成了一个非常典型的美国一个污染的一个。
So the whole country found out about this.
所以当时全国都非常关注这件事情。
And they never, ever, ever let Cleveland forget about it.
所以当时因为这么多的关注让克里夫兰人都很难忘记这场火灾。
So, you know, this is supposed to be a poster for Cleveland.
这张图片应该是当时一个海报有关于克里夫兰的一个海报。
So, this is a picture that was just used by one of the cable channels just last week.
下面一张图其实就在上周就被一家电视公司就用作海报。
And it's because of the fact that right now the Cleveland baseball team, the Cleveland Indians, are actually in the playoffs.
现在其实因为克利夫兰印第安棒球队正在季后赛。
And so the broadcast team was talking about the fact that, okay, we're going to have to go to Cleveland to cover the baseball game.
所以就是电视转播就说我们现在要去克利夫兰然后克利夫兰转播这个球赛。
So that's the picture they use.
所以他们就电视转播就用这个图片来做宣传。
That picture is actually a picture of a fire on a river near Moscow.
其实这张图片当中用的图是在莫斯科发生的一场火灾。
But you know, when you're making jokes, nobody cares about accuracy.
所以当人们开玩笑的时候，人们并不关心这个图片的真实性。
The main goal is to have a laugh, even if it hurts someone else.
目的其实就是让人们开心，然后不管这个笑话可能会伤到某些人。
And this is pretty much what I've known most of my life, almost my entire life. Have a laugh at the expense of people who live in Cleveland.
所以这基本上是我从小到大就会遇到的一个情况，就是人们生活在克里夫兰会遇到的一个情况。
So I think some of you are familiar with the children's author, Dr. Seuss.
我们当中一些人应该会知道儿童作家Dr. Seuss.
So, this lake, Lake Erie, that's the lake that Cleveland is on.
伊利河是就是克里夫兰旁边的一条伊利湖就是在克里夫兰旁边的一个湖。
And it also used to be polluted.
这个湖原来也曾经有非常严重的污染。
And so even a children's author goes ahead and makes jokes about Cleveland.
所以当时甚至连儿童作家都会以此来开玩笑。
So as a kid, I got to read this.
如果有孩子的话，也可以读一下他这个。
So the message is pretty clear, right?
所以这要传达的信息也非常的明显。
Terrible place to live.
克利夫兰是一个非常不适宜居住的地方。
And if you live there, you probably better get out.
如果你住在那边的话，你最好马上离开。
Because if you live there, you're a loser.
因为如果你住在那里的话，你好像就你的人生很悲惨。
By the way, one time when I was a kid, I swam in the lake, and then I got in trouble with my mom.
但我小时候我曾经在这个伊利湖里面游泳，然后我妈妈就非常的不开心。
And so it was bad, and she was worried that I was going to get sick.
因为她很担心我在这个湖里面游泳会生病。
Doesn't stop there. This was the mayor of Cleveland in the 1970s.
这是在1970年代的时候市长。
And this really happened.
这是真实事件。
So he was on a tour of a welding plant and he caught his hair on fire.
所以当时市长在一家焊接工厂参观的时候，他的头发着火了。
That made national news.
这变成了当时一个全国性的新闻。
Whole country knew about this.
全国都知道这件事情。
So it was pretty much there wasn't a day that didn't go by where there wasn't a joke about Cleveland on television or on radio.
所以这就是又成了一个克利夫兰的一个笑话，让人们笑话克利夫兰的一个事情。
And this is where I lived.
所以这就是我当时出生长大的地方。
In addition, the city went bankrupt.
然后这个城市就破产了。
And this was because the mayor and the city council could not get along.
当时是因为当时的市长和这个市议会并没有相处得非常不愉快。
So rather than stop fighting with each other and fix the problem, they prefer to just fight with each other.
所以当时他们就互相在争执，然后也是为了解决这个问题，他们也大打出手。
Told you I'm hard to translate for. And unfortunately, you know, all of America is kind of like this now.
其实现在美国社会其实和当时这样的一个情形没有什么不一样，没有什么都差不多。
So,Another reason to laugh at Cleveland.
所以这又成了人们笑话克利夫兰的一个例子。
So, over the years, Cleveland literally became a joke for the United States of America.
所以当时克利夫兰就成了一个全国性的一个笑话。
If you can't read what's on this hat, it says, Cleveland, the mistake by the lake.
这个帽子上面写的是克利夫兰是湖边的一个错误。
And people still say this to this day.
甚至到现在还是有些人会把这句话拿出来当作笑话。
So that's the background.
所以这就是我给大家讲的一个背景。
So for me and a lot of people, the question is, so what do you do?
所以对我来说很多人都会问我说那你会怎么做
Do you just, you know, be ashamed of where you're from?
你会对生活在克利夫兰感到非常的可耻吗
Wish that you live somewhere else?
希望生活在其他地方
Get mad?
非常的生气不满
And it's easy to do any of those things.
这些情绪这些很容易是会做到的事情
And when I was growing up, I probably had...One or more of each one of those thoughts.
也许从我从小生长的过程当中也或多或少都会有这样的想法。
But having gotten older and becoming a Christian has helped me get a different perspective.
但是随着年纪的增长，也随着我成了一个基督徒，我的很多想法就改变了。
So I'm glad for where I was born and where I grew up.
我对我的家乡 克里夫兰其实感到非常的自豪。
I did meet some really good people growing up.
我在那里遇到了很多善良的人。
You know, Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself.
神说要爱人如爱你的邻居像爱你自己。
I had the privilege of meeting and growing up with a lot of people in Cleveland who really lived that out.
我在生活在克利夫兰的时候，我的确遇到了这样的一群人们。
Being there, I got to be with my Christian grandmother.
住在那里的时候，我和我的基督徒的一个祖母生活在一起。
Grandmother on my mother's side, if that helps. Sorry. And I learned a lot from her, even though I was not a Christian at the time.
我从她身上学到了很多东西。即便我当时还并不是一个基督徒。
I also learned not to be affected by what other people think.
我也学习不被其他人的想法所左右。
You know, the whole country was telling me, if you're from Cleveland, you're a loser.
当时一个社会就会好像给我的印象是，我生活在克利夫兰，那我就是个人生的输家。
Because it is the single worst place to live in the entire world.
因为大家都认为克利夫兰是这个地球上最糟糕的一个生活的地方。
And everybody just knows that because of all the jokes.
大家都认为是这样子，因为这些一些笑话。
And so I learned, you know what? What other people think isn't always right.
但是我知道，这些即使所有人都认为对的事情，却不一定是真的。
And by the way, I have to apologize to folks here because sometimes I carry that a little too far.
可能要向大家一些当中大家一些人道歉，我有时候可能会有点太过激。
Sometimes you may tell me something, and my reaction may be, I don't care what you think.
也许你会跟我讲一些你的想法，但是我可能会完全不理会。
Now at least you know where it comes from.
你现在知道这是为什么了。
But I've asked God to help me with that, so I can be a little more appreciative of other people's opinions.
我也在向神祷告，希望我能够更加能够听到大家的声音。
But I think one of the best things that God has shown me is through all that, I learned about compassion. I learned about not making fun of other people.
在那过程当中，我同样也学会了学会要有同情心，也不要去随便的取笑别人。
I learned especially not to make fun of people just because of where they're from.
So, 特别是学会不要去取笑别人，特别是因为他人们的出身。
And that many times the things we might assume about people are not necessarily true.
有时候我们自认为人们大家从哪里来就会有一个既定的印象，但是这不一定都是真的。
So I'm very grateful that God taught me that, even though I had to learn it the hard way.
我很感恩神让我学会了这样做。虽然当中会经历过一些坎坷。
But relevant to today's topic, I learned about commitment and loyalty.
最后一点就是跟今天的讲题有关的是，我学会了。委身和学会了忠诚。
Because it would be easy, especially now, for me to just not let anyone know where I was from.
所以我现在可以跟大家说我从哪里来。
Or to kind of pretend to myself that none of that ever happened and I was never really there.
其实我可以就是跟大家说我不是从克利夫兰来的，这些也从来都没有发生过。
To just turn my back on all of that and where I grew up.
我完全可以就是相反的，就是把那段历史抹去，然后。
I learned not to do that.
但是我学会我不应该这么做。
And I have to thank God for that.
我也感谢是神让我能有这个能力。
Because as we'll see, commitment is something that God thinks is very important.
因为神委身承诺对神来说是非常重要的。
So, one thing you have to understand about folks from Cleveland is one big measure of commitment is loyalty to the Cleveland sports teams.
对克利夫兰人来说，如何衡量一个人的忠诚的程度，就是以他对这个球队的一个忠诚的程度来衡量。
And the reason for that, and I'll get into this more later, is for most of my life, the Cleveland sports teams have been bad.
为什么这样说？是因为真的是克利夫兰球队的表现一直都非常的不好。
Sometimes they're okay bad, sometimes they're really, really bad.
有时候他们只是不是非常的好，但是有些时候是非常的糟糕。
Once in a while, they might be sort of good.
偶尔他们会表现还可以。
But the big thing is, they don't win championships, ever.
但最重要的是他们从来都没有得到过总冠军。
And so again, if you're from Cleveland, you are a loser.
所以人们就会说你从克利夫兰来，克利夫兰就是一个非常，就是个输家。
So again, I apologize. This is English slang. This is a term that I learned when I was very young.
这有一个词是用来形这是有美国的一个词语叫 front runner。
So now you can share this term with your friends and show off your trivia knowledge.
你可以跟你朋友炫耀说你知道这个词。
So a front runner is someone who roots for a sports team only while it's winning. And then as soon as they start losing, I'm not a fan of that team.
所以这个词 front runner 就是指当某一个人只有当这个球队赢球的时候才会支持这个球队，当这个球队输球的时候就完全就放弃这个球队。
A lot of Americans like to do that.
很多美国人都会这么做。
Because Americans love winning.
因为我们美国人喜欢赢。
You don't want to be identified with a team that loses. You just don't want that.
你不希望和一个一直输球的球队联系在一起。
So a lot of people, they just pick a team that's winning right now. And it's like, oh yeah, I'm a big fan of that team.
所以很多人都会选择去支持一个球队，这个球队可能刚刚赢了球或者是赢了总冠军，他们就会说他们支持这个球队。
And then as soon as that team starts losing, oh, never heard of them.
当这个球队开始输球的时候，他就会说：“哦，我从来都没有听到过这个球队。”
So I think you can understand why in Cleveland we just hate that.
所以你可以知道，在克利夫兰人们就非常排斥这样的一个
But it comes down to the question of are you willing to stick with someone or something even when it's hard to do that?
所以这里就有一个问题是你是否愿意当某人或者是某件事情非常不顺的时候你仍然选择坚持。
Even when people might laugh at you.
即使你有可能会被别人取笑。
Or when they might criticize you.
或者是被人们就是责备。
That's commitment.
这是所谓的承诺。
You stick with something even when it's hard.
你要选择坚持即使这件事情看上去非常的没有未来。
And trust me, being a Cleveland fan is hard.
相信我作为一个克利夫兰球队的球迷是非常难的一件事情。
So, 1 Peter tells us something very important related to this,in terms of being a Christian.
在彼得前书当中有提到作为基督徒非常重要的一件事情。
Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试炼 而试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
So God gives us a clear warning.
所以神在这边给我们非常明确的一个警告。
He warns us that commitment to Christ is not always easy.
他警告我们说，向基督委身并不意味着一帆风顺，没有代价。
He warns us that there can be a cost.
他警告我们是我们可能会付出一定的代价。
So, do you want to be a front runner?
所以你是不是也想变成一个墙头草？
Do you want to say, sorry, I told you I'm hard to translate for. Do you want to say, I'm a Christian only when it's easy?
你是不是想说 我成为一个基督徒只是在顺境当中我是一个基督徒。
And when it's hard, no, I don't want anyone to know.
当遇到一逆境的时候 我会跟人家说我不是基督徒。
Or worse yet, when it's hard, no, I don't want to be a Christian anymore.
甚至你真的是在逆境的时候选择不成为基督徒。
That's what God means by commitment.
这是神在这边要求我们的所谓委身的一个意义。
So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good.
彼得前书四章十九节，所以那照神旨意受苦的人要一心为善，将自己灵魂交与那信实的造化之主。
So I think this is a really amazing verse in the Bible.
我认为这段经文在圣经当中非常的有意义。
Because God puts suffering and commitment to Him together.
因为神把苦难和委身放在了一起。
And He says, even when we're suffering, we should commit ourselves to Him.
所以神说，即使我们受苦难的时候，我们仍要将自己完全的交与神。
And what was remarkable to me when I read this verse for the first time is that as a person from Cleveland and a Cleveland fan, I can understand this verse.
所以对我来说，我第一次读到这段经文的时候，我非常有感触，因为作为一个来自克里夫兰，然后也是克里夫兰的球迷，我非常感同身受。
I can understand why it's so important to stay committed even when you're suffering.
我可以理解当你接受到苦难的时候你也需要委身。
So what God says here is something that truly every Christian should do.
所以这里神告诉我们真的是当我们受到苦难的时候我们同样也要委身于神。
And I hope to explain why.
我希望也可以给大家解释为什么。
This is one very good example from the Bible about staying committed to God even when it's hard.
这里只是一个例子在圣经当中说到当你遇到苦难的时候你要委身于神。
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up.
沙德拉米沙亚伯尼哥对王说尼布甲尼撒这件事我们不必回答你即便如此我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的 窑中救出王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手，既或不然，王啊，你当知道我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
So do you remember what King Nebuchadnezzar was asking these three to do?
不知道大家记不记得这里尼布贾尼撒王让这三个人做的事情，要求这三人做的事情。
He's asking them to bow down and worship an idol of himself.
他要求这三个人要跪下，然后敬拜他所立的金像。
But that's it.
仅仅如此。
He's not asking them go home and kill your family.
他并没有让这三个人回去杀了他们的家人。
He's not asking them, give me all your money.
他也没有要求这三个人说把你所有的钱都奉上。
Just worship this idol.
仅仅是要求他们敬拜这个金像。
And they say no.
然后他们说不。
That's commitment to God.
这就是他们对神的一个委身。
And they say, even if you're going to kill us, we're not going to do it.
他们说即使你把我们给杀了，我们也不会照你所说的做。
And we have plenty of examples of other Christians from the Bible and from history taking the same stand.
我们其实还有很多的例子，不仅仅是圣经，还有历史上现实生活当中也有这样子的例子。
We have examples over in the Middle East right now.
现在其实在中东也有这样的事情发生。
The Muslim comes to the Christian and says, say that Allah is God, or I will kill you.
穆斯林会有穆斯林教徒对着基督徒说，你要敬拜我们的安拉神，不然的话我就会把你们杀掉。
The Christian replies, Jesus Christ is God. Go ahead and kill me.
然后基督徒就会回答说耶稣才是我们的神你就杀了我吧。
That's commitment to God.
这是对神的委身。
So, the Latin term quid pro quo means this for that, an exchange.
有一个拉丁语的词叫做意思是等价交换的意思。
This is a mistaken idea that God wants us to make deals with him.
这里可以是一个非常错误，是一个错误的认为是我们在和神做交易。
God, I'll trade you this for that.
我们跟神在做一个交换。
And one of the common ideas is that in exchange for our loyalty to God,We get continual rewards and blessings from God.
有一个很常见的一个人们的想法是，作为神会给予我们祝福，作为回报，如果我们忠心于他。
God never ever ever promises that.
神从来都没有这么说过。
And you see that from the previous passage we looked at.
你可以从我们之前读到的一些经文当中可以看出。
Those three knew that God had not promised if they stayed committed to him that he would save them from the fire.
刚才我们讲到的那个例子当中那三个人并不知道他并没有得到神的祝福说他们一定能在那个火里面活下来。
They said, we're going to stay committed to God even if we get killed in the fire.
但是他们说即使我们会在这个火中死去我们仍然相信神委身于神。
God's promise to us is for eternal life.
神给我们的应许是永恒的生命。
Not continued blessings here on earth.
而不是在地上源源不断的祝福。
He's focused on our benefit for eternity.
神所关注的是我们在天上永恒的一个祝福。
But not all the blessings now.
而不是当下的一个
So you don't make deals with God.
所以你不是在和神做交易。
You don't say to God, Hey God, I'll be committed to you as long as you continue to bless me here.
你不能这么说说我会委身于你如果你可以给我不断的赐福给我。
That's not the way it works.
但是不是这么的一件事情。
So, John Laudat shared this verse with us a few weeks ago.
张牧师也在两周之前跟我们分享过这段经文。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
So one promise that God does give us is He promises that He's with us, even during trials.
神给我们的许诺是他会与我们同在，即使我们在面临试炼。
And that should be enough.
这其实对我们来说就足够了。
If God is with me, I will fear no evil.
神与我同在，我不会惧怕遭害。
If you are a Christian, God is with you.
如果你是基督徒，那神就与你同在。
You don't need to fear any evil.
你不用害怕遭害。
So, a little more about the sports teams.
让我们再来回到球队克利夫兰球队。
So as I mentioned, the Indians are currently trying to get to the World Series.
知道现在印第安棒球队正在努力能够赢得总冠军今年。
Last time they won was 1948.
上次他们赢得总冠军是在1948年。
By the way, every Cleveland sports fan has all this memorized. Trust me.
所有克利夫兰球队球迷都知道这些数字。
My mother used to tell me about this.
我妈妈甚至都曾经跟我讲过。
How great that team was.
给我讲述过曾经那些球队的辉煌。
And no, I am not old enough to remember this.
我现在年纪有点大了，也不太记得。
So, I've never seen it happen. I've never seen the Indians win a championship.
我从来没有目睹过他们当时赢得总冠军的时候。
So, the Cleveland Browns, they won the NFL championship in 1964.
克利夫兰布朗橄榄球队是在1964年的时候赢得过总冠军。
And no, I don't remember it. I'm not sure if I was walking then.
我当时已经出生了，但是我太小都不记得。
And the Cleveland Cavaliers, the basketball team, had never won a championship. We'll get back to them in a second.
克利夫兰骑士队，在今年之前从来没有赢过总冠军。
But I can tell you, growing up rooting for these teams was, to say the least, emotionally challenging.
所以在心理上，要一直持续的支持这些球队是一件非常具有挑战的事情。
Because they would lose and lose and lose some more.
因为他们不断的在输球。
So why would you stay committed?
所以为什么你要坚持呢？
And that's one of the questions with God.
这也是同样的问题，当我们在和神的关系当中。
If I'm going through a tough time, why would I stay committed to God?
当我面临困境的时候，我为什么仍要委身神？
And actually, commitment, that is something in American culture that's really kind of going away.
承诺这件事情可能在当今的社会当中有一个渐渐消失的一个趋势。
These days, a lot of people just go with their emotions.
现在很多人都是随着自己的想法、自己的意愿去。
Emotions based on what's happening right now.
这里的感情是只关注在当下的一个。
So, friendships. Well, you know, if it's not fun right now, then I don't think we should be friends anymore.
好像是友情，就是如果我们之间没有什么乐趣了，就我们就不做朋友。
Where we really see this is the divorce rate.
我们这里还看到有一个离婚率。
Well, you know, being married, is that going to be fun? So I don't want to do it.
有人会认为，结婚并不是一件非常有趣的事情，就不会想到结婚。
Or I am married, but it stopped being fun, so I don't want to be married anymore.
可能我结婚了，但是好觉得没劲了，就离婚。
I don't want to have kids. It's not fun.
我不想要孩子，因为没有意思。
Or it stopped being fun. I wish they'd go away.
或者是我有孩子，但是觉得他们真的很没有意思，就不想他们就离开。
People leave jobs.
人们会离开他们的工作。
People forget their families or their hometowns.
人们可能会疏离远离他们的家庭或者他们的家乡。
People leave friends.
人们可能会离开他们的朋友。
And one thing that a lot of people see, there's less commitment to churches. People will move from one church to another, sometimes a lot.
还可以看到有些人就是对教会的一个忠诚的程度会下降，会离开，会从一个教会然后去另外一个教会。
Now, of course, sometimes there are circumstances that force us to change some of those things.
还有一些情况我们是可能会被迫我们去做这样子的一个选择。
I think of Victor and Chao Li who had to move because of the job situation.
就好像 Victor 和巧丽他们要离开 Albuquerque 是因为工作的原因。
That's not what I'm talking about here.
并不包含在这里这几点当中。
I'm talking about hopping from church to church because I don't like this one or I don't like that one.
我讲到这里讲到的是人们可能会以自己的喜好去选择教会因为喜欢这个教会待在这个教会不喜欢的就离开。
And of course, sometimes there's a lack of commitment to God.
所以有些时候我们也会失去对神的一个委身和承诺。
So one key question to ask yourself is, do you only look for what you can get from God?
这里你要问你自己，你是否看重你能从神那里得到什么？
We won't go through the verses for the prodigal son. I trust that you can look them up later in your Bible.
这里的一个例子就是圣经当中回头的浪子的一个比喻。
But if you remember, the son comes to the father and says,Give me my money.
在这个故事当中，这个儿子就到他父亲面前说，把你的钱都给我。
And then he leaves because that's all he wanted.
然后他就离开了，因为这个钱是他得到他想要的。
But he learns a hard lesson and comes back home.
但是当中经历了很多的波折，直到他最后还是回到了他父亲身边。
But when he comes back home,He's ready to commit himself to his father.
当他回到家的时候，他最终学会了如何向他的父亲委身。
He says to his father, "Treat me like one of your servants."
他向他的父亲说，对待我就像对待你的仆人一样吧。
The son is ready to go back to the father no matter what.
这时这个儿子已经准备好回到他父亲的身边无论代价是什么。
And that's all in.
这就是这里委身的意思。
Are you all in for God, no matter whether you receive blessings or trials?
你是否愿意完全委身神无论你是在你受到了祝福或者是正在经历试炼。
May he turn our hearts to him to walk in all his ways and to keep the commands, decrees, and regulations he gave our fathers.
使我们的心归向他，遵行他的道，谨守他吩咐我们列祖的诫命、律例、典章。
And then later in the passage, it says, to live by his decrees and obey his commands.
最后的这个经节有讲到要遵行他的律例，谨守他的诫命。
So commitment to God is more than just saying it. Commitment to God means doing it. It means following his commands.
委身向神委身，不仅仅是嘴巴上面说，而是要付诸于行动，要行神所要求我们做到的。
So, God says, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it.
神说，免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦。若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
So a specific command that God gives is for Christians to care about each other.
这里神对我们对基督徒的要求就是要彼此相顾。
If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother.
人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。
So commitment to God means commitment to other Christians.
所以委身，向神委身也意味着要向其他的基督徒委身。
So, pastor's probably going to hate this part and I apologize.
牧师可能不太喜欢我这边要讲到的内容。
If you are a Christian, you have got to find a church and a group of Christians that you can commit to.
作为基督徒，你要找到一个教会或者是一个基督团体，基督教的团体，你愿意委身。
So I mentioned that some Christians kind of, you know, move around trying out different churches.
可能有一些基督徒会出入不同的教会。
Some belong to really big churches, but don't have any real relationships with the other Christians there.
可能有一些人会身属一个大教会，却与教会中的其他人没有任何往来。
And one of the issues that you usually hear about is, well, you know, I've got this problem with these people or those people, I just can't get along with them.
很多人会将问题归咎在与其他基督徒相处不愉快。
If you're experiencing something like that in this church, first, please go to God and try to fix it.
如果你在我们教会当中有遇到过类似的情形的话，请真的跟神祷告，让神来解决这个问题。
But if you're convinced that you can't commit to people in this church, find one where you can.
如果你可以的话，找到一个教会，你可以委身，然后坚在这个教会稳定下来的话，请你这么做。
But be careful.
但是要当心。
This is from Shakespeare.
这里是引用莎士比亚的一段话。
The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves. That's okay, don't worry about it. What that means is you may be looking for the right church because you're having problems, but the problems may be yours.
这段引用莎士比亚的话可以解释说，你有时候可能是在真的想找一个好的教会适合你自己的，但是你找不到的原因可能是归咎在你自己身上。
Don't assume, if I could just find that perfect church, I will find all the people that I can get along with perfectly.
不要想着说我一定会找到一个完美的教，一个教会非常的，就是我跟那里所有的人都可以相处得非常愉快。
That would be like me thinking, if only I hadn't been born in Cleveland, if I'd been born somewhere else, then my life would be perfect, and I would be a perfect person.
就好像是我如果我自己骗自己说，如果我出生，我不是出生在克利夫兰，而是出生在其他的某一个城市的话，我的人生会更加的完美。
We usually bring our problems with ourselves, and we need God's help to fix them.
很多时候我们自己本身是问题的根源，我们也希望也是只有神才能够帮助我们。
But you need to have a group of believers that you can commit to.
但是你需要有一个一群人，一群基督徒在你的身边，你能够委身。
So, why do this? Well, I can tell you.
所以我告诉你为什么。
There is a joy that comes from commitment.
这里委身是可以带来非常巨大的喜悦的。
So this summer, after waiting my entire life, I got to experience the joy of a Cleveland team actually winning a championship.
所以在今年夏天的时候，我只等了，我等了，我等了一辈子，终于等到了，骑士队赢得了总冠军。
Sadly, I canceled our regular prayer meeting so I could watch the last game.
当天我甚至取消了祷告会，为了看比赛。
But I can tell you that the joy I experienced from that would not be the same if I had not held that commitment in the first place.
我可以告诉你们，如果我所经历的当时经历的喜悦，我也许不会经历到那么大的喜悦，如果我这么多年来没有这么坚持下来的话。
And it's the same with God.
和神一样。
If you choose to leave God behind, you can't experience the same joy as if you stick with Him.
如果你离开神，你就没有办法享受到，和神在一起的喜悦。
I want to stick with the example of the basketball team for just a moment longer.
我接着想还是再讲一下当时这个球队赢球时候的喜悦。
How they win a championship.
他们当时是怎么赢球的。
A big part of it was they committed to each other as teammates.
首先他们作为一个团队，每个人作为一个团队的成员都委身于彼此。
They cared about each other.
他们彼此相顾。
They formed friendships with each other.
他们彼此之间有非常好的友谊。
And in interviews afterwards, this became obvious that if these things hadn't happened, they wouldn't have won.
在赢球之后的一些访问当中可以看出，如果他们没有这么好的一个友谊的话，他们不可能赢得这个比赛。
They were willing to sacrifice.
他们愿意牺牲自己。
They learned to trust each other.
他们学会彼此信任。
They had a common goal.
他们有共同的目标。
And they were all in.
他们将自己全身心都投入进去。
And God has the same plan and strategy for the church, for the body of Christ.
神对教会，对基督的身体也有着同样的计划和安排。
Are you as a Christian?Willing to do some of these things.
作为一个基督徒，你也愿意做这里列出的几项吗？
Because that's part of commitment.
这几项其实是委身的一部分。
One last thing I want to mention is that the team had help from the fans.
这里还要我想要讲到的是，这个球队赢球也离不开球迷的帮助。
So growing up rooting for Cleveland sports teams, one thing you learn is, you know what? The team may be terrible, the players may be awful, but you might be able to help as a fan.
这么多年来，作为克利夫兰球队的球迷，我 虽然说球队有时候表现非常的糟糕，但是作为球迷你还是会想到你还可以帮助，在某些地方帮助他们。
Cleveland crowds are some of the loudest crowds you can find anywhere.
在球场上克利夫兰的球迷是非常的大声，是最大声的一群球迷之一。
That's probably one reason I have a big mouth.
也是为什么我嗓音非常大的原因。
But I think we can learn something from this.
我觉得我们从当中也可以学到一些什么。
So, I want to play a video just really quickly. Do we have audio for this? This is from last year's NBA championship.
这是 last year. 这是去年的NBA 的总决赛的时候。
So just listen to this.
Cleveland, please join me in singing our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see?
Video is not working. So what they're doing there is the whole crowd is singing the national anthem together.
这段录像其实是当时球比赛的之前，大家都在全场球迷在唱国歌。
And I wish you could see it because for me it was a very touching moment.
我很希望大家能够看到那一段，对我来说是非常感人的一个时刻。
And there is something very special about being able to show that kind of unity.
非常特别的是，是这样一个画面可以看到一个大家非常的团结的一个场景。
We have the chance to do that here every single Sunday.
我们也可以每个周日我们都可以有这样的机会在这里来显示一个我们的团结。
Will you join us?
你愿意加入我们吗?
Will you join us praising God all together?
愿意加入我们一起来赞美神。
When you listen to that video, you know, the singing is not perfect.
刚才的录像当中可能这个歌声并不是非常的完美。
There are people who are out of tune.
有些人可能就唱走音。
It doesn't matter.
但是这都没有关系。
Because they're all together.
因为他们都很团结。
And they're bringing glory to something greater than themselves.
他们在能够带来为一个荣耀，并不是他们自己的荣耀，而欢呼。
I know that sometimes it's hard to make it to church in time to praise God in song together.
也许比较难每个周日都准时的来到教会来唱诗歌。
But I hope you can see that when you do it, it can be a beautiful thing.
但是当你真正这么做的时候，你可以发现这是件非常美妙的事情。
Are you willing to join in that?
你是否愿意参与到当中来？
Because that's part of commitment.
因为这也是委身的一部分。
So commitment to God is not just about believing in Jesus.
所以向神委身不仅仅停留在相信耶稣。
That's just the start.
这仅仅是开始。
It's about being a disciple and a follower of Jesus.
是委身于神也是要成为神的门徒，然后成为耶稣的跟随者。
As Ralph mentioned last week, it's critical to follow the true Jesus and not a false one.
而就像Ralph 上周也讲到的是，我们很重要的是我们要跟随的是真正的耶稣，而不是假的。
Are you willing to follow the true Jesus?
你是否愿意跟随真耶稣？
And part of that is committing to other believers, the church, the body of Christ.
还有一点是要委身于其他信徒，就是基督的身体。
Committing to God and to a church is the goal and purpose for a believer.
委身于神，委身于教会，是一个基督徒的，作为一个基督徒的目标和目的。
We know that joy awaits us in heaven if we're believers in Christ.
我们知道，如果我们在我们委身于神的话，我们可以在天上，得到非常大的喜悦。
But this is the path to true joy while we're here on earth.
但是这是我们要在路地上走过的路，为能够得到，真的喜悦在天上。
Will you make that commitment with me?
你愿意，委身于神吗？
Will you go all in?
你愿意完全献上你自己吗？
Thank you.
谢谢。
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let's quiet our hearts and reflect on today's message. May God help us to commit all to Him.
无论境况如何，我们在神的面前，我们愿意跟随他。
No matter what the situation is, that we're willing to follow him.
我们愿意委身来服侍他。
We would be willing to commit all to serve him.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
天父，求你加添给我们力量和信心。
Heavenly Father, please give us strength and faith.
让我们在这一生里面把所有的荣耀都归给你。
So in our lives, may give you all the glory.
愿你的名得到高举。
May your name may be lifted high.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.